America is used to saying, give us your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. Well, maybe the rest of the world is saying these days, warm and fuzzies coming your way, America. A BBC World Service poll has found that the global view of the United States has improved significantly in the last year. More than 29,000 people across the world were asked whether they thought the influence of different countries was either mostly positive or mostly negative. It's the first time in 5 years that the U.S. has been viewed mostly positively since the poll began in 2005. Adam Minot, from our partner, the BBC, has been looking at the findings. And I just want to say, Adam, I'm close to tears here. This is a beautiful thing. I wish you were here to hug me.
Well, I'll do it metaphorically. Well, yeah, but it is quite striking the way that the view of the US has picked up. Since this polling began, as you say, in 2005, initially there was a steady decline in the way that the rest of the world viewed the United States. And this is a survey that's taken in about 30 countries worldwide. And there you saw the United States public opinion rating dropping and dropping. And then things all changed in 2008. And it started to climb then. And as you point out, in the past year has climbed to the point where more people now have a generally positive view of the U.S. than have a generally negative view.
Do you think this is a restoration of what was a prevailing pretty much opinion pre-2005? Does this erase a pretty much George W. Bush kind of phenomenon, or is something deeper going on here?
Well, I think it's tempting to leap to that conclusion and talk, too, of the Obama effect. But it's quite hard, I think, to really come to too firm a conclusion about what exactly is going on in public opinion. I mean, if you look at, in particular, countries where the U.S. good view, as it were, has picked up, it's particularly true in countries in Europe where there was a generally rather neutral view about the U.S. That's all now climbed. We see some countries in the Middle East now, for example, picking up where the U.S. does not go down well, probably not surprising. Pakistan, it scores very low indeed, just 9% have a generally favorable view of the U.S., 52 don't. And slightly closer to home, Mexico, they don't think much of the U.S., and they score a strong negative vote there as well. But there has been this general picture of change.
Well, Adam Minot, you know, you can dig deep into the numbers. I don't want to draw you into something that's more speculative, but I can't resist asking, is there a way to measure influence? For instance, how does the U.S. compare to China? It's one thing to have positive views, but it's quite another to be viewed as having influence.
Yeah, and I think in a way these positive views are probably coloured by that influence factor, which, as you say, is probably quite hard to pick out of the figures. I mean, if you look at what's happened to China and the world view of China, as it were, in the past year or more, that has really stayed much the same, and if anything, has slipped a bit. So if we are talking about global influence, I mean, it does look as though the US has picked up, and China, if it's not stayed the same, it's maybe slipped slightly. And it's hard to pin this down to a factor, but obviously the leadership's got to come into it, and I think you have to end up with the conclusion that Obama is doing good things, certainly internationally.
But a lot of sort of world-changing stats here. I love, consider how the world has changed. Germany scores the best on its worldwide influence. My. It's a different world we're living in. Adam Minot, thanks so much. BBC World Affairs correspondent talking to us from London.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.